From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A victory for President Obama. U.S. Senator Barbara Mikulski has announced that she will vote in favor of the recent international agreement on Iran's nuclear program. The Maryland Democrat becomes the 34th member of the Senate to support the accord. Her vote ensures that President Barack Obama will prevail in the administration's effort to complete action on the agreement. Photographs of the body of a migrant boy that washed up on a Turkish beach were printed Wednesday in newspapers across Europe. Turkish authorities believe the boy was one of 13 Syrian migrants who drowned Wednesday when two boats collapsed. And hundreds of migrants demanding free passage to Germany resumed protests Wednesday at Budapest's main international train station. Riot police outside the terminal pushed back the migrants. The United Nations Children's Fund says the number of migrants, women and children, fleeing countries heading to Europe has increased sharply in recent months. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Children's Fund says some 3,000 people arrive in Macedonia every day. It says one-third of them are women and children. UNICEF spokesman Christoph Bulirak tells VOA many families, including many children, have been on the move for weeks, even months, enduring searing heat and other enormous hardships. He says many arrive at the Macedonian border with only the clothes on their backs. All are physically exhausted. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A former Congolese rebel leader, Bosco Ntaganda, known as the Terminator, has pleaded not guilty to charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity at his trial at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. This is VOA News. A team of U.S. defense officials has started surveying a medium security prison in Charleston, South Carolina. Potentially, it could be holding detainees currently held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. A defense spokesman says the team will conduct the surveys Wednesday and Thursday at the U.S. Naval Consolidated Brig at Charleston Naval Weapons Station. He did not say if other sites would be conducted, be surveyed in the future. A judge in the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore has rejected a defense motion to dismiss charges against six police officers in the death of Freddie Gray, the 25-year-old black suspect who died while in police custody. Gray's death sparked sometimes violent racial unrest. The judge ruled that each officer must be given a separate trial. All of them have pleaded not guilty. Official figures from across the United States reveal a startling increase in the number of murders in several major cities this year. Officials seem to be at a loss to pinpoint the exact reasons why. The New York Times says more than 30 cities across the nation have reported a sharp increase in homicides so far this year. U.S. President Barack Obama wrapped up a trip to Alaska Wednesday with a visit to a community north of the Arctic Circle that is battling coastal erosion caused by rising seas.
Or if you've eaten wild salmon, it's likely to have come from here. And yeah, this has some of the biggest salmon runs, sockeye in the world. And it's part of the reason why it's so critical that we make sure that we protect this incredible natural resource.
Mr. Obama visiting a salmon fishery. He also visited a local school where children in native dress performed a traditional dance. The president's trip to America's northernmost state is aimed at highlighting the harmful effects of climate change. The U.S. Army said Wednesday it would open its elite ranger school to all soldiers regardless of sex after two women last month became the first to pass the grueling leadership course. Their graduation had increased pressure on the military to integrate women into more jobs that are still restricted to men. Turkey has transferred two British journalists and their translator, all facing terrorism charges, to a more remote prison. Correspondent Jake Hanrahan and cameraman Philip Pendlebury work for the U.S.-based Vice News Channel. Police arrested them last week as they taped fighting between Turkish soldiers and Kurdish militants, charging them with not having proper press credentials. They were later charged with helping the Islamic State. The reasons for those charges are unclear. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.